The president of a group called Judicial Watch says Ohio has a big problem that could affect the integrity of the vote in November. Tom Fitton says the state's voter rolls need to be purged before then.
Federal law requires that states take reasonable efforts to maintain accurate voter rolls. And our analysis of Ohio shows that evidently isn't being done. Several counties have over 100% of the eligible population on the rolls. Many others have nearly 100%, which indicates to us that the basic steps to clean up the rolls aren't being done. And we've warned the Secretary of State about this, alerted him to the problem. We haven't gotten an adequate response. So True the Vote and Judicial Watch are planning to file a lawsuit to help ensure clean election rolls on Election Day.
Fitton's group has been part of the True the Vote effort that's backed purging of voter rolls in some other states. He says there are likely many illegal immigrants on the voter rolls, but that's not all.
The easiest thing to do is to start removing dead people from the rolls. When you get over 100%, that's a sign that dead people aren't even being removed.
And why? Because dead people will show up at the polls?
That's Chris Redfern, the head of the Ohio Democratic Party. He says there have been less than a dozen prosecuted cases of voter fraud in Ohio during the past 10 years. And Redfern says Fitton's group is just trying to disenfranchise voters.
With all due respect for these outside thug groups, when they're unapologetic at their attempts to disenfranchise the voters, when they don't retreat from statements like the ones that have been attributed to organizations like True the Vote, when they state things like they want Ohioans to feel like they're, quote, driving and seeing the police following them when they cast the ballot, that kind of voter intimidation was commonplace 45, 50 years ago in the South. We don't need the kind of antics that have been long ago pushed away to live another day in Ohio.
Fitton's group held a summit over the weekend in Columbus to talk about plans to purge the voter rolls. More than 100 people attended. The lawsuit is expected to be filed in the coming days. A federal judge recently ruled Florida could continue to purge voters from its rolls. The U.S. Justice Department is appealing that case to stop the practice. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.